Hi, I'm Al Emmerich, director of the OneSpark Creator Academy, with another Creator Campfire Chat. And with OneSpark looming in the distance just over 30 days away, marketing is on everybody's mind if you're a creator, or at least it should be. And to talk a little marketing shop is Joe Sampson, one of the co-founders of EventReel and former COO and executive director of OneSpark. Joe, welcome aboard and thank you.
Thank you.
So you know a little bit about OneSpark, I would assume, right?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
So what are some tips at this point you would give to creators as they begin to market themselves?
First of all, start today. Create well-branded social media profiles for your project. Give that project a consistent voice. And I can't overstate this enough based on what I've seen in years past, but don't harass people. Add value, add entertainment to people's social experience. Use the OneSpark hashtag, meet with and rally like-minded community partners via social, but now is the time to get started and to set yourself up for success. As you approach the festival, craft an experience for your attendees. The pitch is good. I'm sure Al has taught you a lot about it, and you need multiple versions of it for multiple different audiences. But for a festival attendee, we're talking about someone who is being perpetually stimulated during the 5 days of the world's largest crowdfunding festival. You need to stand out. So this is not me telling you to blare loud music or paint yourself purple. This is me telling you to figure out a short, unique, experience-centric pitch just for attendees that will set you up to ask for their vote and to ask for their contributions.
Joe, we've only got a short amount of time left. How would you advise attendees to get the most out of OneSpark from a marketing standpoint?
You know, I'd say to do your research. So go to onespark.com right now. The team has done an amazing job of building out the site and walking you through all of the different ways that you can experience the festival. You're probably not going to meet all 500 or 600 or 700 projects or however many are going to be on the ground during this year's event during your time there, even if you went from sunup to sundown. But there's a lot of different paths for you. Figure out whether you need a VIP pass and who you want to rub elbows with. Figure out whether you want to attend the speaker summit for educational purposes and to network with those like-minded people with the business community, not just in Jacksonville, but coming from abroad. Figure out exactly who you want to connect with and why. Craft your plan ahead of time by visiting onespark.com and perusing the schedule. But be prepared and know who you want to talk to, and your pitch is just as important as the creator's.
There's something for everyone, whether you're a creator or an attendee. Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Music credits to Broke for Free and their song Luminous.